Well, Mike, joining us now, we have from the Golf Skate Caddy, Mr. Patrick Pyers. Patrick, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity here to be on the show.
So, Patrick, down at the merchandise show, I had a chance to ride this thing. It is cool. Give everybody like your little, give like a 60-second commercial about the Golf Skate Caddy, just to kind of introduce it to our listeners.
Yeah, the Golf Skate Caddy is basically a stand-up golf cart. You know, it carries your bag in the front. We've added a lot of software to keep it safe. It basically rides like a skateboard. You stand up on it, and you'll be leaning to steer in order to, make a right turn or a left turn. It's disrupting the industry. It's bringing younger players to the game, and the acceptance has been tremendous. We're very happy. You know, we've added a lot of cool features to it, an umbrella for the rain. You have a little built-in cooler in the back, which is really cool. You have a seat for you to take a break. And ball holders, you know, pivot, sand, I mean, you name it. We've thought of everything you need for the perfect round. So we're really excited. And quite honestly, the most gratifying part is see the younger players coming to the game more often because of our product.
All right, so this isn't like X Games meets golf. I mean, you don't have to be Travis Pastrana to master this thing. How difficult is it to master if you were going to go out, a course that you went to offered it, and you said, hey, I want to try this out. Should you expect to crash 4, 5, 8 times? Tell me what the deal is. How hard is it to ride?
Well, quite honestly, the learning curve is about 60 seconds. And within a couple of holes, you're going to be basically surfing the turf. Very easy to ride. You don't have to have any experience on a board, skateboard, snowboard, anything. In fact, Greg Norman's mother, who is basically 90 years old, she rides one every day, and she still plays golf on a daily basis. In fact, Greg Norman Jr. himself became a brand ambassador for the company because of his mom's passion for the product. So, you don't have to worry about crashing. You know, all we've right. done a lot of work to keep it very safe.
And I'll help answer that too, Patrick, because I had an opportunity to try it out and test it, and I had never ridden it before. And you know, once you understand that you're not going to fall off it in that first 60 seconds, then it becomes a lot easier to ride. And, you know, for the most part, I mean, yeah, you might have to be a little careful initially in the first couple holes if you're going up and down hills or side hills and stuff like that. But, you know, once you get the hang of it going down the fairway, it's really surprisingly easy to drive.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we've added things like a soft acceleration profile. So when you take off, no matter how much gas or how much of the trigger you pull, you're always going to take off nice and slowly. We've added automatic brakes when you're going downhill. So basically, you don't run out of control. We've got adjustable axles, you know, that you can really adjust to your riding ability. Obviously, if you're not really conditioned or not very familiar with these types of products, you can adjust the axles to make them a little more rigid, and then the unit becomes a lot more stable. So, you know, safety, obviously, number one. And, again, I think fun is a big thing here. And that's what, you know, you see smiles on people's faces when they're riding it, because there's a whole element of fun, you know, creating a new dimension to the game.
Yeah, and Mark is neither graceful nor athletic, so if he could pick it up in a few seconds, anybody can. Now, the idea of it being fun, I understand that's a huge draw for this, and it may even open golf up to a new audience if they're willing to give it a chance. What other benefits does this have besides fun?
Well, basically speeds up the game quite a bit. You know, I mean, if you're the first one out and you don't have anyone in front of you, you can easily go through a round of golf in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So that's a great benefit right there. Furthermore, you know, when you're playing, you know, you have the ability to go to your ball individually, you know, and that's gratifying sometimes, you know, speeds up the process quite a bit when you do that. You know, it brings new revenues to the golf course because, you know, the place becomes more popular and people will drive further distances to go play at these facilities. So from a revenue standpoint, that's another benefit. And then again, attracting, you know, that younger player. We feel that that is one of the biggest ones for sure.
All right. So when you're at the merchandise show last week and you're getting approached by professionals or, you know, general managers of clubs, how are you trying to position this to them, and what are they really looking for, and what are the questions that they're asking you? I mean, how do we get these at golf courses?
Well, basically, you know, this was our second PGA show, and we did quite well in the first one. And, you know, and we, quite honestly, we killed it this time. And basically what we bring to the table is a variety of different programs that are very flexible and golf courses can get started right away. The most popular one is a revenue share program, which means with very little upfront costs, the golf course can get started. And basically we take a small portion of the revenue generated by the rounds. We do a lot of marketing for the golf course, so they get that benefit. We do a lot of social media, you know, SEO, email marketing, mobile marketing, because it's a partnership. You know, we want them to make money because that's how we make money. So our primary concept, quite honestly, is to do as many revenue shares as possible. Right now, we are on a business-to-business component, trying to do our best to be in as many golf courses as we can. So when guys like yourself come out to play, you have the option to choose a golf skate caddy instead of a traditional golf cart.
So what we're dealing with here, when you talk about these golf courses, no one's going to necessarily replace their entire fleet of traditional golf carts with these, but to have them available to their members or the people who are daily fee guys as an alternative would be great. What if I happen to live in a gated community that allows me to have a golf cart? Are they available for individual sale yet?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, the business model is for rental purposes. The units that we currently have here in the U.S. are commercial units. That means that they're designed to go for 36 holes in a complete charge. You have a lithium-ion battery, and it recharges in about 4 hours. Basically, you know, clubs have the option to choose you know, the type of program that they have. Now, from an individual buyer standpoint, yes, and it's funny that we get a lot of phone calls of people that just got to have it. But we explain to them that right now we only have the commercial unit, but they don't care because it comes with all the amenities, the umbrella, the seat, the cooler, everything is included. We don't charge for any additional, you know, accessories.
And that's the awesome part. I mean, you can use this on the golf course. You can use it in the community. I mean, you see a lot of communities that have golf carts, people driving them around. I mean, you could stick your clubs on this, wheel out of your garage, you know, go stop at the little convenience store inside your neighborhood, grab a soda or two and put them in the cooler and then head out to the first tee. I mean, this is the beauty of it.
Yeah. Sounds like my every Sunday. And for urban use is phenomenal. You know, you definitely, if you live in a gated community or even outside in, you know, in the neighborhood, you can ride it. It's a lot of fun. It catches a lot of attention. In fact, I mean, we've been getting approached by different types of industries that would like to utilize this as transportation, such as Toyota. A couple of their plants are looking for different ways to have reliable transportation for workers. A lot of hunters in the hunting community would like to have it, you know, so they can place their rifles, and they're asking us to add accessories so they can do all that. But we are very passionate about the game of golf. We've developed this product for golfing. And we wanted to put everything aside and really focus on what we are here to do, which is to really disrupt the industry, bring an innovative product, and you know, try to preserve the game as much as we can.
Now, you've added a lot of features just in the last year. Are there features that you've already targeted for the next round that you want to add?
Well, we just launched a new version, very popular right now, called the V2. Mm. Both versions are virtually the same, but the highlight of the V2 is going to be the thumb throttle. And that gives you a much better grip and a much better control. You basically grab into this, a handle, which has the accelerator up top and brakes as well. So it gives you more of a, safer, you know, especially for the older demographic. But you would be surprised that a lot of people still really enjoy having the pistol grip, you know, having the remote, because it's, I guess it's more fun in a way. So the highlight of the V2 would be that. We also added an additional USB port, which is really cool having the USB chargers there because, you know, navigational tools, mobile devices, whatever. You know, I run out of juice all the time, so that's one of the reasons why we put that in there. And then we've also added a bamboo deck, which is, you know, a little more pleasing to the eye and more flexible when you're riding. So pretty cool stuff on the V2, but both equally good for sure.
Well, Patrick, man, we really appreciate you coming on with us tonight. We look forward to seeing your product getting out there some more, and hopefully we'll see it here in the Carolinas where we can hop on it and ride it around on some golf courses.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. In fact, we've got a very busy February going into San Diego now for the merchandise show over there. Then New Hampshire for a ski and golf show, and then North Carolina for the PGA show there. So we'd love an opportunity to see you again, and maybe we can do some cross-promotions with the radio. It would be fantastic. We appreciate the time you guys have given us. I think I talked way too much.
No way.
I apologize about that.
It's perfect, man. We appreciate